Scorpion Daily, this is a new episode. I am back once again, and it is the middle of the night. I want to update everybody on how life has been, what's happening, and a whole lot of observations that I'm seeing. For starters, everyone has a goal. Everyone should be working on something. You should be working on something that will bring you fulfillment and happiness. And so you might have to challenge yourself a little bit. If I tell myself that my goal is to walk across the street, that's pretty easy. I have two legs, I can do that, no problem. So everyone should be working on something that's gonna help them be happy and stay fulfilled. Should be a little challenging. Maybe it could be selfless too, you know, like helping out others or doing something great for humanity. Make it a mission that's bigger than just you, and see how far that gets you. Anyways, if you're working on a goal, or you have something in mind, or you're building a business or a brand, even if it's your personal brand, you know, you're gonna overlap and be involved in, you know, some type of industries, some type of markets. And one of my observations is that doing research on your market is extremely valuable. Doing massive amounts of research. You have to understand what is currently working, what is currently trending, what are the people that are winning doing, what are the winners doing. And so, for me, in the music industry, I mean, this can apply to any industry, but you know, I'm looking to see what are the winners doing? How are they producing new products? How are they marketing these products? You know, how are they selling them? It's very, very important for everyone to understand this. So, that's a big observation. Another observation has to do with social media. If you're somebody like me, who spends a lot of time networking and building on social media, you understand that your attention is going somewhere. There are accounts that you follow that will inevitably pop up in your feed, and you will see what is happening. It's very, very important, guys, to not get so caught up in what all the celebrities are doing, or all the celebrity gossip, or all the, you know, politics, what's every politician doing, or what's every news story, every new thing that's happening. It's too much. There's too many current events, and you'll never finish, because the goal of these news media platforms is to always keep you hooked, right? So whether it's CNN or MTV, just, you know, be very, very careful. Or TMZ, right? Be very, very careful with how much attention you're giving to these places, these news outlets, these news feeds, or even just like meme pages. You just got to be careful all around. There's a whole lot of time wasting that you can do. And if you get sucked in there, you might waste a whole year. You might waste years upon year. Like, just be careful, guys. I'm putting that out there. If you're listening to this, I have a good feeling that you are already. You're already aware. Another thing, too. There's these, like, massively large accounts on social media. Some of them are there to help you. I would say most of them are not. most of them are there to push their own agenda. And it doesn't involve you. It involves you. It involves taking things from you. It involves you giving your time, energy, and focus, and money. Just be careful. I don't like to pay attention to anyone who doesn't know who I am. It's a rule that I have for myself. If they do not know me, or if they do not know I exist, then I will not follow their page. I will not pay attention to their posts. I will not. And it helps, because, you know, what's the point of me getting wrapped up in a celebrity's feed and they post, you know, 5 times a day or 20 times a day on Snapchat, and I'm just watching everything that they put out? What is the point? Like I said, they're keeping you in mind and they're bringing value to your life and you're actually benefiting, then by all means, it makes sense. But most of these accounts are not. They're not bringing value to their end user. They have some silly, stupid entertainment that is there, and that's it. So, this stuff may be obvious, but I need to say it. These are my great observations that I'm picking up on. Hopefully that helps. Okay, now that we got the tough stuff out of the way, now we can go to the happy stuff, the building place, right? Because it can seem a little redundant. It's like, yes, Ryan, I already do these things that you're talking about, which is great. I love it. I'm so happy for you. You're in a good spot, and that's going to allow you to go further than most. So keep at it. But let's say, okay, I'm doing all the right things. I'm trying to watch out for my health. I'm building something that's meaningful to me and going to bring me happiness and fulfillment. I am on my journey. I'm staying patient. I'm being grateful. I'm being kind to everybody. I'm trying to, you know, build something meaningful. I'm trying to bring value to the end consumer. Now what? What do I do? Well, you keep doing what you're doing, but you amplify it. Meaning, if you post 1 time a day, try posting 2 times a day. And if you post 2 times a day, try to post 4 times a day. You need to amplify the message. If you are not connecting with people, you got to start networking. If you are networking, let's say you network, oh, I meet 2 new people in my industry a day. Well, shoot for 5. Shoot for 10. It's a numbers game. It's like, how big do you want to get? How bad do you want to win? Just because you meet 10 people doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to have 10 solid relationships. Most of that stuff is going to fizzle out. Maybe you're not a good fit for them. They're not a good fit for you. Maybe you guys both just suck at communicating. So many different variables, right? So that's extremely important. But yes, if you're doing all the right things, you know, are you focusing on monetization, right? There's a very, very powerful thing where it's like, there's the power of free, but you also have to get paid for your time. If you're putting in the time and effort to do things for other people, other brands, other businesses, you should be getting paid. If you're providing a service, if they're getting a product, if they're getting a solution, right? It needs to be monetized at a certain point. And so, you know, I mentor a few different artists, and I always heavily push towards monetization, you know, not as like that's the end all be all, but monetization is one of the foundational steps to get your start. You know, you gotta get started, and you want to be seen as a shaker and a mover. You want to be seen as a player in the industry, you know, somebody who, you know, means something, right? And so how can you place some importance? Well, it's by doing the dirty work, but also getting paid to do the dirty work, right? And so before you start charging companies, you know, $1,000, why don't you start with $100? And I see a lot of people lacking this step right now. They're lacking in the monetization, especially if you have really good skills. If you have skills, if you have talent, if you have abilities, and you can provide value to somebody else, it is worth it for them to pay you. If you're providing value. So a lot of people that want to monetize never do or don't know how, because they're not providing value. They just want to get paid just 'cause. It doesn't work that way. You have to provide something to the other party in order for there to be an exchange of goods. Or a transfer of money. To get the transfer of currency from one hand to the other, you have to provide something. Look at a hotel. You pay them, they give you a room. You go to a restaurant, you pay them, they give you food. I love these examples because I hope that it can click in your brain where if you do something, like you're an event planner, well, you plan an event, you get paid, right? You play guitar, you get paid. That's how it should work. You do somebody's dry cleaning, you should get paid. You drive somebody around the town, you should get paid. I think everyone understands that their time is worth something when they clock in at work. But they don't understand the same thing when they clock in their side hustle. Or they're doing their passion project. I even tell people that have charities, you know, if you're spending 40, 50 hours a week on this charity, and you're actually, you know, receiving donations and paying other people, the proceeds are benefiting a cause because of you, I believe you should pay yourself. And it's funny, you know, I see a lot of people that they act like they don't. So that's odd. But anyways, these are my observations. I'm hoping that they can help. And so anyways, monetization is a big deal, especially when you're doing something that is providing value. But again, you have to find, like, how can I provide value? Okay? Other than that, I see a whole lot of people right now not putting in the work. Meaning, yeah, maybe they're, like, practicing, but maybe they're, I don't think they're practicing enough. Like, you have to put in the hours, you have to put in the sessions to get better over time. No matter what area, no matter what field of expertise, no matter what it is that you want to do in life, you have to put in the hours in order to get better and get the results. That's just how it works. I wish more people understood this. They'd be in a much better spot in their career. They wouldn't be so frustrated with the lack of progress. The lack of progress is because of the lack of work and effort that's being put in. I think some people are just a little too delusional, a little too egotistical. You know, if you think that you are that good that you don't need to practice that much because you're that good, well, that means you're not that good. Because even Kobe and LeBron, basketball players at the top of their game, they're at the top of their game, but yet they still practice more than any other player. They put in more hours than any other players. And they are that good. But that doesn't mean that they don't have to practice that much because they're that good. No. That means you have to practice even more to stay on top, to stay ahead, to stay first place, to even get to first place to begin with. Because somebody else is outworking you. Every day that you wake up and you don't do your thing, someone else is outworking you. Someone else is putting in the effort. Someone else is going to get all the things that you've dreamed about. And so that's my message here today. That's my observation. If we can just get to a place of understanding here, you're gonna surpass everybody. If we can get to an understanding in this mindset, if you can understand this mindset, adopt the philosophy, and then execute, go put in the work, I promise you, you're gonna make things so much easier on yourself. So that's really all I got. I mean, these are just some observations, and I'm very proud with where I'm at in my journey. Yes, I could be doing more. We all can be doing more. But you gotta be thankful for how far you've come. And then remember that you gotta keep going. You know? I think there's so much opportunity out there for everybody. I just hope you guys are capitalizing on it. I hope you realize that every day that goes by, every 24 hours, there are people who made progress and there are people who didn't. So which one are you going to be? I appreciate everyone for joining the podcast today. Scorpion Daily, signing off.